The rest of the story. Once upon a time, the Greek people rose up against their government, and with the success of their revolution came the inevitable emigration. Among those who fled was a mother and father and their year-old son. A small ship was waiting in the harbor to take them and others away. The infant was carried aboard the vessel in an orange crate. Dad eventually wandered off on his own. He died a penniless, pathetic shell of a man. Mother, a deaf mute, returned alone to Athens after a while. She later took the vows of her church and died a nun. So now we have this son, the infant in the orange crate, passed from relative to relative. And so he grew up a rather awkward, self-conscious boy, never feeling that he quite belonged anywhere. All of his life he'd carry the vivid memories, the scenes of his youth. He would recall sleeping on sacks of grain in the cargo hold of a barge. He would remember being the only child in school with no raincoat and how he carefully saved his money to buy one. At least the various relations with whom he stayed seemed eager for him to be educated. By the age of 7, he was in boarding school. But then along came an uncle who decided to take complete charge of the boy. One easily imagines their first meeting, the strong-willed uncle and the shy, self-conscious young boy, the boy with no home, nor even a real last name to call his own. With arched eyebrow, uncle determined that the lad had no discipline. The prescription for this apparent shortcoming was a sentence to a Spartan school in the backwoods. It would make a man of the boy, uncle declared. Indeed, there was an emphasis on physical labor, with comparatively little attention to book learning. But the young man did his best. And his uncle was pleased. The uncle by then had become the father the boy had never really known. Understandably, he would adopt his uncle's last name. And yet, to a degree and for some while, the young man would lack self-confidence. In later years, he described himself as one of the ignorant bums who never went to a university. And the memories live on of that little boy without home or homeland, of the family instability and the financial insecurity, of the self-consciousness and the uncertainty. Yet despite all of this, the story has a happy ending. Because one day a princess came along. A princess kissed the timid frog and turned him into a tall, handsome, self-confident prince. The hard knock life is behind him now. The wanderer has a safe, warm home. The world soon forgot about the Grecian-born waif carried aboard ship in an orange crate. But you know well the man that boy became. For 5 decades, you have admired the dashing, refined Philip Mountbatten. That's right, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, husband of England's queen. Only now you know the rest of the story.